Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi.
If you want to go, I want you to know it's okay. It's okay.
According to Christopher Reeve, a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. Alhaji Bashir Tofa, who passed on in the early hours of Monday, was indeed a hero who had overcome and stood strong in every obstacle. And through those obstacles, he changed and inspired lives as well. Alhaji Bashir Tofa was one of the leading candidates in the 1993 presidential election, which was adjudged the freest and fairest in the country. He was described as the last man standing for sanity and protection of Kano and its heritage by Mohammed Sanusi II. Through his journey through life, he did not only make a difference in the country, but he also impacted lives. To some, he was a mentor. And to others, he was more than a father. Alhaji Tofa has impacted way more than the lives of just his family members.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. My name is Dr. Ibrahim Muhammad Adam. I'm currently the head of Economics and Development Studies Department, Federal University, Duzi, Jigawa State, Nigeria. The former presidential candidate of the defunct National Republican Convention, NRC, Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa is dead. He died in the early hours of the morning today, Monday, 3rd January 2022, at Aminu Kano Teaching Hospital after brief illness. He has since been buried in accordance with Islamic rites at his house, Gandun Alwasa, where the funeral prayer was laid by the Emir of Kano, Alhaji Aminu Ado Bayero. The late Tofa survived by wife and 7 children and other relatives. The late Tofa will be remembered for so many legacies he has left behind. He has been a voice of the voiceless. He always fight for the poor and say the truth wherever the need arises. Bashir Tofa was a father to all. Whether you are known to him or not, he always listened to people whenever they come to his house. For one reason or the other, he's always there to assist. He's always there to help. The late Tofa will be remembered for his contribution towards shaping democracy in Nigeria. And he's also going to be missed by many for his pro-poor engagements. In many fronts, he was someone that always extend helping hand to all and sundry, to the orphans, people living with disabilities, and the downtrodden. Bashir Tofa was indeed a colossal loss to humanity. The late Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa died at the age of 74 years. He was an elder statesman, a quintessential Democrat, an outstanding business mogul, a philanthropist by excellence, and a writer who authored many books. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his transgressions and make Jannatul Firdausi to be his final abode. Ameen.
That was Dr. Ibrahim Adam, a political analyst who has had the opportunity of being mentored by Alhaji Bashir Tofa. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on Nas FM 89.9, Yola, Adamawa State. We will be going on a short break. Do stay.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen to our podcast on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. In this episode, we're talking about the life and times of Alhaji Bashir Tofa. Before we went on a break, a few people shared how the late Alhaji Bashir Tofa had impacted their lives positively. Still in that light, Dr. Yahuza Gesu, who described the late Alhaji Bashir Tofa as not just a mentor but one who was more than a father to him, tells us how the late hero impacted his life.
My name is Dr. Yahuza Gesu, security intelligence and investigation expert, community-driven development professional, consultant on criminal behavior and criminality network in West African states and Asia. Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa is a father to me, a mentor, a teacher, a guide, guardian, and in fact, I can call him a biological father, because Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa, may Allah forgive his shortcomings and accept him in Jannat al-Firdaus, have spent all his lifetime educating me, training me, promoting me, and guiding me, and ensuring that he put me through the process of being, for me to be honest, to be sincere, to be kind, and he dedicated the whole of his lifetime for the promotion of peaceful coexistence, promotion of economic and industrial well-being of Kano State, Northern Nigeria, and Nigeria at large. Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa, without looking at my background, family background, have been building my capacity in making sure that he sit with me. We discuss common issues. We discuss family issues. We discuss religious issues. We discuss social issues. We discuss economic issues. We discuss even mental and social issues, where I learned so many from both of his experience and expertise. Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa spent the whole of his lifetime giving out the resources, that is the financial resources. He's always dashing out money to people, to the needy, and to people that he didn't even ask. Many a times I see him in the mosque after prayers. You will see him he will just move silently and drop money to one of the people that he observed that may be in need. And at the same time, he impacted in my life in community-driven development initiative in terms of economic projection, economic development, social promotion, industrial revolution, trading local and international business, collaborating and partnership with other professional and expert. And to some extent, Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa usually used to call me personally and ask me on certain issues that he felt I have expertise in that area. So, and he is very exceptional among all the Northern elders I know, because he bring me down to his inner fellow and sit me down and ask questions, and also bring so many confidential issues to discuss, especially in relation to the areas where he knows that I have expertise in the areas of intelligence, in the areas of investigation, in the areas of security, in the areas of safety, in the areas of Islamic religion. When he realized that I know so much about Islamic knowledge, he used to ask me certain questions, to ask me to make explanations or to make a reference to him. And he called me Malam Yahuza, he called me Ustaz Yahuza, he called me Alhaji Yahuza, he called me our teacher, that is their teacher, that is their Islamic, his Islamic scholar. I have earned a lot of respect from Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa. I have earned a lot of, I learned a lot from Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa. He built my capacity. Islamically, he built my capacity socially, he built my capacity economically, he changed my horizon in terms of how I look at the issues, and he made sure that he connected me with so many personalities in Kano, so many personalities in northern Nigeria, so many personalities in West Africa and Nigeria at large, as well as even by extension some other part of the world. We lost. Losing him is a very big gap for northern Nigeria, for Kano State especially. And the people of Gando Albasa will find it very difficult to have his replacement. We pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive his shortcomings and reward him with eternal peace and reward him with Jannat al-Firdaus. And we will continue to have a reflection of his thought, his principles, his guidance, as well as his words of experience and expertise that he left behind. Bashir Alhaji Bashir Usman Tofa died physically, but socially and emotionally and psychologically, Bashir Usman Tofa will remain alive because of thousands and hundreds and millions of youth and his age mates that learned from him. He is very honest, very sincere, very principled, and he always speaks truth to our faces.
That was Yahuza Getsu, a security analyst and one who had a personal relationship with the late hero. According to Chuck Palahanu, we all die. The goal isn't to live forever. The goal is to create something that will. The late Alhaji Bashir Tofa has indeed created a legacy that will forever remain in the hearts of Nigerians. May his gentle soul rest in perfect peace. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listening on NAS FM, it's 9.9 in Yola. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments or intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust. And on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. I am Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.